The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome in here to X's and Bro. Good Tuesday morning to all of you. The sixth day of April, 2021. Dana Galen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. It'll ask you to opt in. You know, they say standard data rates and message rates apply, but does anybody actually have message rates anymore for text messages? Just, I have no idea. The Meijer Supercenter guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good Tuesday morning to both of you. The day after the national championship game, another opportunity for all of us living in the Eastern time zone to be upset, to be concerned, to be annoyed at the fact that there was a 9:20 start last night on CBS, but good for the West Coast as they were able to, Pacific time, 6:20. You got to feel pretty good. Baylor, being a couple hours behind, they got to watch it and everybody got to sleep well out there while the rest of us pick the cobwebs out of our eyes and try to function properly this morning because you wanted to play a game at 9:20 on a Monday. You'll never hear me not be upset about that, but that's neither here nor there. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Yeah, I was literally just, I got home from work, and I'm just sitting there just thinking, oh, it's like 8:30, and we still have almost an hour until this game starts. What were they thinking? I just can't. 8:30 is not that. It's not that hard.
You know what else isn't hard? 7 o'clock isn't hard. The fun part was at least we got to watch the Pistons beforehand. Full day of sports yesterday between the Tigers, the Pistons, and of course the national championship game. And Ryan, how'd you do, man? How did you manage?
I fell asleep with about 5 minutes left.
Oh.
Which is fine.
You didn't miss anything.
No, that was more of the state of the game than being tired. So once I hit like that 12-minute mark left in the second half, when Baylor cut it to 9 in like 6 seconds, or when Gonzaga cut it to 9 in 6 seconds, Baylor shot it back up to 16.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm going to get ready to go to bed.
That was the opportunity right there. That at that point in the game, it was like, okay, if Gonzaga's going to do this, they have to do this right now. Like, you got it to 9, you have to get a stop. You have to defend and rebound right now, like your life depends on it. And then you blink your eyes, and as you mentioned, they went right back to 16, and it was like, okay, well, that was fun while it lasted. It was a good thought. Gonzaga's not going to come back. Like, this is a wire-to-wire winner for Baylor in blowout fashion. Blowout fashion. I mean, pretty astounding how that game started 2-0 and then all of a sudden was out of hand. They're the second men's team from the state of Texas to win the national title, first since 1966, in which Texas Western didn't even know that was a program. The first win against the AP number
one
opponent.
There's a whole movie about it.
The first national title in program history and the third team to beat a previously unbeaten squad in the championship game. So congratulations to Baylor. 86-70 is your final score. Never trailed. First wire-to-wire title game win since 2014 in UConn. You can see it up on your screen. By the way, what's the name of the Texas Western movie?
Is it Glory Road?
Hey, true story here. Don't like sports movies. Don't like them. Never have. Never will.
It is Glory Road. You're correct, Ryan. I was just Googling.
People are you have it. Like, why don't you watch Field of Dreams? No, thanks.
I mean, great movie.
Sure.
We were just discussing
Angels
Field
in the
of
Outfield
Dreams yesterday. Sandlot?
I have seen Sandlot. Oh, maybe this is maybe it's Brian who said, "How's your bunker bracket?" That's got to be Brian who filled that out. He just sent me a message. Bunker bracket took number two. Congratulations to our bracket champion, by the way, who is Jay Parsons. I don't know who Jay Parsons is, but Jay Parsons 7552. 7552, that's our guy. He's the winner. Pick Baylor. Bunker bracket took second place, and Diller Time took third. They all had Baylor being the champion. And out of all of our entries, those are the only three that had Baylor winning at all. So congratulations. Boy, Baylor looked good last night. We can get more. We'll obviously get more into the national title game. I guess I have seen Angels in the outfield. But I was a kid. I've seen Sandlot because I was a kid, you know. But
I mean, like, Tin Cup?
Invictus?
I've seen Tin Cup. I've seen Happy Gilmore. I'm not saying there's not, you know, good sports movies. Caddyshack is a classic. Oh, Rudy, the most overrated movie ever with the most overrated story of all time. Don't even get me started on Rudy.
Sorry, if he was at Michigan, wouldn't you like the movie?
It'd probably win an Academy Award.
I mean, didn't it already?
I don't know. I don't know if it did or not. How about a SAG Award, Screen Actors Guild? It would do well in award shows if he went to Michigan. Neither here nor there. Funny man. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
86-70, your final score in the national championship game. Congratulations to the one seed at Baylor Bears. Finished their season 28-2. Gonzaga finishes their season 31-1. That's tough. That's tough going wire to wire in the regular season from beginning to end at number one. And for Gonzaga, that was a game that they probably should have lost midseason. I think Ant Wright put it out there on Twitter, like, that was a character game right there. And they should have had that in January or February. New York Jets have traded quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for three draft picks. So how about that? Sam Darnold is on the move. In return for Darnold, the number three overall draft pick in 2018, the Jets received three picks, a six-rounder in the 2021 draft later this month, a second-rounder and a fourth-rounder in 2022. So not exactly the greatest haul. What happens to Teddy Bridgewater now? Another lawsuit was filed against Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson, bringing the total amount to 22. Quentin Dunbar and the Detroit Lions reached a one-year deal, so congratulations to Mr. Dunbar. You know, he joins the Lions after an injury plague season last year with the Seahawks. But, hey, we'll see. He only played in six games. Add a little depth. He's 28 years old. He finished with five passes defended and a pick last year in his limited actions. So, Holmes continuing to add to that secondary. Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback Carlton Davis sent out a tweet containing an anti-Asian slur on Sunday night. He said, quote, "Stop letting bleeps in Miami." The bleeps started with a G. He since deleted the tweet. Davis, who's 24 years old, apologized in subsequent tweets for the slur. Said, quote, "I would never offend any group of people. You reporters could look for another story to blow up." The term was directed towards a producer claiming he ran Miami. Who is Carlton Davis, and why does he believe that he runs Miami? Has he ever heard of Tyler Hero? Has he ever heard of Duncan Robinson? Has he ever heard of Tua? I can tell you, it could be a lot of people.
Heard of Tony Montana?
Yeah, exactly. Ever heard of Tony Montana? I don't think, yeah. Carlton Davis talking about he runs Miami. Stop. Child, please. James Harden and his return for the Brooklyn Nets was short-lived due to an ongoing hamstring tightness. This is a story now because this team can't get healthy. They still won 114-112, so I like the Knicks to cover last night. They did that. That was a positive. But I just, there's something about Brooklyn where it's, Kyrie went crazy last night too. Kyrie went for like 40-something. He looked like a wizard with the basketball. It was incredible. Death of the Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team star Mark Pavlovich was ruled a suicide. That's not good. Tennessee Volunteers have suspended Aaron Beasley for allegations he abused a kitten. So animal abuse in Tennessee now. And Coors Field is going to host the 2021 MLB All-Star Game, according to sources. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is one of the most exciting times to be a sports fan. And now you have a chance to join the action with BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is risk-free up to $600. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get access to the best parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily specials. Baseball's back in full swing, and the playoff races are heating up in basketball and hockey as well. Whether you love strikeouts or slam dunks, you can bet confidently on all the biggest games with the king of sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app and go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. Grab your piece of the action and take your sports fan experience to the next level with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, the Easter basket's ready.
Why is there ham in the Easter basket?
It's cooked spiral sliced half ham, actually. I got them at Meijer for just 83 cents per pound with a limit of two. Who wouldn't want ham in their Easter basket?
What about the toys?
Oh, right, the toys.
I found so many great toys in the Easter toy book at Meijer.com. I just ordered some with Meijer Home Delivery for only a $4.95 delivery fee.
Delicious ham and fun new toys. What more could you ask for?
Fill your baskets this Easter at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
The fairy tale continues. Is right, Matt Shepard. Akil Baddoo, second game, and he has his first career grand slam. Wow, how about that, young man? A Detroit folk hero at this point, probably. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you here on this Tuesday morning, the day after the national championship game. We'll get into more of the national championship game coming up. By the way, John Wagner will join us. We'll talk Tigers with Mr. Wagner coming up at 7:35 and 8:35. The coach, Kyle Barlow, he joins us on the national title game. So excited for both of those conversations. But the Tigers yesterday, man, they went full Tigers. Rain delay and all. I was thinking about you, Dan. I was thinking about you. You know, you had said that you're not going to get started on time. And sure as hell, you didn't get started on time.
It was 52 minutes, you know, it's like the begin. It's before the game starts. You know, if you get to the third
Which
inning,
is a good time to have a rain delay.
Yeah. The third or fourth inning and you get an hour, you're like, not good. Brutal. This is not what you want.
Mm-mm.
You know, if the game starts 52 minutes late, oh, well, and then if it just ended up being a 3-hour and 35-minute game. That was the problem.
3 hours and 35 minutes to watch the Motor City Kitties get drilled 15-6. The Tigers, they went full-blown Tigers, and after a great start to the season, we can now watch this team plummet into the abyss over the course of the next, 157 games. That to me, that was the Tigers. Like, games 1 and 2 against Cleveland, the fairy tale, the opener, a lot of hope, a lot of joy, a lot of passion. And then that right there, Urania's first start, he lasted 9 outs. I like saying that sometimes. If a guy goes 5 or 6 innings, that's fine. 5 or 6 innings, you know, 5, 6, maybe even 7 innings, you know, God forbid. We don't want to stress anybody out by making him go 7 innings, right? That's just that. It's a lot. But if you register 9 outs, 9, before you surrendered four hits, six runs, five of which were earned, four walks, struck out five, gave up a dinger. Buck Farmer, he lasted five outs, gave up three earned runs. Holland came in, he went and registered four outs, gave up five hits and four earned runs. Like, this game was an absolute mess. Outside of Akil Badu, there's really nothing positive to write home about. And, of course, it continues on with Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz, just more Nelson Cruz. You see his stats on the television if you're watching on BCSN or on Comcast Channel 900. 3 of 6, two home runs, his first two dingers of the season. Well, five RBI in the game.
He was about, I'm like a foot away from having his third home run of the game. I don't know if you guys probably had shut it off by then, but Harold Castro came in to pitch the ninth inning, and Nelson Cruz hit one about 800 feet into the air in left field, and it ended up a foot short of the wall.
I was going to say, if he hit one 800 feet.
Anthony, it was a rocket straight up in the air and ended up a foot away from the wall.
Well, I was going to say 800 feet at Comerica is like a fly ball into shallow left field, the way the fences are there. I mean, they're just massive. They are just massive.
Speaking of deep fly balls to left field.
Oh, not another one.
No, it's just Nick Castellanos just appealing his suspension.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to make a joke, and I was like, you know, I don't know.
No, it's just MLB with two bad blunders yesterday. One is suspending Castellanos for flexing on a pitcher that hit him earlier for doing a bat flip.
I couldn't believe I actually got into debates about this on Twitter.
Was it the guy that hit him? I thought Wainwright hit him. I thought that's what
I think Castellanos hit a home run off Wainwright the day before.
Okay.
He did a bat flip, and that's disrespectful to the pitcher, so he gets to hit him with the ball. But if you flex, that's wrong. You should be suspended for that.
Such a miss by MLB.
And then MLB, we haven't really talked about that, they've moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta for political reasons. But this year they're supposed to honor Hank Aaron. So, and they announced yesterday that they're moving it to Coors Field, when it's like, you know, Hank Aaron played in Milwaukee too, right? You could have just, if you wanted to move, it's your discretion, it's your company. Why not go to Milwaukee?
Yeah, I don't understand what the bill is that allegedly prohibits volunteers from distributing food and water to voters waiting in line. Brian Kemp signed this into law, a sweeping Republican-sponsored bill that includes new restrictions on voting by mail, a greater legislative control over how elections are run.
Now, did you hear about the Texas governor in regards to this? The governor of Texas, I believe his name is Abbott. His last name is Abbott.
He's throwing out a first pitch, isn't he?
He was supposed to throw out the first pitch at the Rangers game yesterday, which had full capacity. I believe 38,000 people were there.
We'll get into that.
That's just brilliant. Brilliant idea. But he refused after he had accepted because of the All-Star game situation.
I don't understand what the big deal is with voting, because you have to be 18 to vote. So if you're a felon, you can't vote. Okay. Outside of that, I don't know what other restrictions there are on people voting. There should be polls open all over the place, and you should just have to show a valid ID that they can scan, and then you're good. So whether it's a state issued ID, or it's a driver's license. And if you're like, well, I don't have an ID, that's a you problem. Go get an ID. You have four years to do it. What is the problem here? Like, why everyone should be able to vote as long as you are not a felon and you have an ID. You have to have an ID. If you get pulled over in a driver's license, you have to have a driver's license. Identification is kind of a big deal. A social security number attached to you, a personal identification number, right? We need something to identify you, also known as a tax ID, because trust me, I hate when people aren't paying taxes and the rest of us are. That really bothers me, but that's another story for another day. Outside of that, I don't understand what other laws and legislation. You can't have snacks in a voting line. It's dumb. We know the reason that Georgia's doing it. I hate the fact that it's like, oh, Republicans are doing this and Democrats want this and that this two-party system is broken, but whatever. It doesn't. Somebody's going to email me right now and say I'm an idiot because I mentioned this. I've stayed away from this story, quite frankly, because it's like you want to move it out of Atlanta, which is one of the most diverse cities in America, where you have a problem in Major League Baseball with the lack of African-American baseball players. Right, the black youth isn't playing baseball, and you're going to move it out of a city in which that's a very, like, demographically speaking, there's a very large population. You might draw some interest, not to mention honoring Hank Aaron. I don't know. Do whatever you want. I've stayed away from it. Josh in our Glass City studios asked me about it. Like, hey. You know, I haven't heard you mention it. Like, this is what's going on. I'm like, yeah, I try not to mention it because it's a political story. So I just steered clear. You can get that from wherever. We're not going to have any all-stars.
Akil Badu. Two home runs in three games played.
Pardon me. Only the AL MVP. My bad. I forgot. Already I forgot, and it's Tuesday.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie
MVP.
Of the year. Yes. Batting champ. Probably triple crown. No big deal. So, yeah, Coors Field will be the host site for that. Tigers got drilled yesterday, and they got to play Minnesota again. I think this is the real Tigers team. I think that you're going to see a lot more of this, and I pray that we don't, because Dan's got to sit there and watch a lot of it. I'm sorry that happened to you last night, Dan.
We'll step aside.
When we return, Baylor blows the doors off of Gonzaga. The Pistons, we had a doubleheader hoops last night, and it was awesome. That's coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. You know, watching a little range work just now.
Oh, yeah, so are we.
From the Masters. That camera angle. Jordan Spieth, who won the Valero Texas Open on Sunday. They had a camera angle of him on the range, and he was working on his swing a little bit, and then he finally makes contact with it. It looked like a shank, what it looked like. But that's the camera angle and the way it's set up. You know, when they, every time
they
do it.
It always looks like it's shooting off to the right. Like
straight to
time.
The right. Every time. And it's like, man, how does that happen? Bryson DeChambeau making everybody's body hurt. You have to swing that violently. Is that really necessary?
That's how he does it. That's how he hits the ball farther than everybody.
You can watch coverage of the Masters today. You want to watch some practice rounds. Of course, you have to have a subscription for that. You have to, you know, having cable.
Only on ESPN. You can watch practice on Golf Channel for free if you want.
That's good.
Because we had it on at the ballpark yesterday.
Okay.
Prior to the game.
You probably could have had it on during the game. They probably could have showed the practice footage up on the scoreboard. It would have been a lot easier for the fans in attendance. That much is for sure. Doubleheader of hoops last night. We started things off with a Pistons victory on the road against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that was a game in which you really could have ran that game, Who He Play For, from TNT. And I guarantee you, Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq would have been absolutely miserable at that contest. But what a game it was, and a really good opportunity for some of the young guys, because Oklahoma City, although they are 20-30 on the year, they have a better overall record. I don't think they have as much talent as the Detroit Pistons.
No, but they control the next 7 drafts.
They do, and they have sold their soul for the next 800 picks over 7 drafts. But last night's game for the Pistons, I mean, my goodness. You talk about, once again, having 7 players in double figures, led by, of course, Jeremy Grant, who finished with 21, 5, and 5. That was great. And then your next highest score was Josh Jackson, who scored 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting. And how about Sekou Doumbouya? How about the performance from him last night? 14 points on 5 of 11 shooting in 23 minutes? Not to mention Killian Hayes coming off the bench, giving him 9 points, 7 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks. Did turn it over 3 times, not a big deal. He was 4 of 9 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3. What a performance from Killian. And could we get any less enthusiastic after every alley-oop he threw? I mean, geez, Louise, killing me, Smalls. Anyways, great stuff from Killian Hayes. He was great. Defensively, Dwayne Casey said it, he's ahead of the curve defensively. James Edwards wrote a big piece about his decision-making and his passing. I'm telling you, it was somewhat prophetic, but that's why.
Do you have conflicted feelings right now?
No, go look at Tyrese Halliburton's numbers. I'm not conflicted at all. He's still the better player.
As of now.
Next year, 5 years, 25 years. And I'm not saying Killian Hayes can't be great in his own right. But I'm still on the Halliburton train. But what Killian Hayes did last night was very good. Was very good. So I'll eat a little crow. I think I can do that. It's not a problem. But Killian shined. He really did. And his court vision, he threw one up to Hamidou Diallo that I was losing my mind over. He threw one up to Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart. He crushed one. And it was like, hey, by the way, Isaiah Stewart, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks in the game, 4 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the free throw line.
Those 4 blocks came in the first 5 minutes of the game, too.
Yeah, block party from the opening tip-off. Sadiq Bey didn't attempt too much. He was 3 of 8 from the field, finished with 10. Kind of a quiet night from him, just 1 of 4 from 3. But all in all, I mean, I don't know what else you want. Saben Lee scored 8 points, was 3 of 5 from the field, finished with 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. You know, think about this from the Pistons' standpoint. 32 assists in the game on 49 made shots from the floor. That's a great number. That is a great number. Can you have, depending on how your team plays, can you assist on better than 50% of your made buckets? You know, because that shows you got a lot of willing passers. You got guys that are making good decisions with the ball. They're getting other guys involved, and that's always good. That's always good to see, right? It's always good to see guys that are willing to play for each other, and this team has a lot of heart. They play hard defensively. They give great effort on, you know, loose balls, and they're just one super talented piece away from being something special. I firmly believe that. And in 5 years from now, if none of this pans out and they suck, I could say I was wrong. But I really believe that they are one game changer away from being a team that's going to be something.
They're like, yeah, they're a 3-point threat away. Like, they just need a guy that's just going to shoot threes, because they're physical enough right now. I mean, they're great on the defensive end.
They rebound. They hustle. They do all the little things. And that's where it's like, okay, so Cade Cunningham, like this, the Cade Cunningham is the best prospect. Like, all right, there's another guard. So whose minutes whose minutes would he be taking?
We're gonna play small ball.
Which, I mean, if you said Jeremy Grant, Sadiq Bey, Cade Cunningham, and Killian Hayes, and start Beef Stew. Start Mason Plumlee and bring Isaiah Stewart in off the bench. If Cade isn't available, because the Pistons won again and they're just too good. I know it's terrible. But if you end up with a guy like Evan Mobley, then you have a 7-footer there with Mason Plumlee. Probably don't play them at the same time, although Mobley does bring a very different skill set than what Plumlee does.
Tyler
Cook's going to have to get another. They're going to have to do something. Like, that kid can, like, he can play. He fits in really well with this team. They got to figure out a way to keep him. Dennis Smith Jr. didn't play. He's probably the odd man out. Not just because of this game, but just overall production. Corey Joseph gives him 9 points in 19 minutes. Like, Servitas, we can make roster room with him and DSJ. Hamidou Diallo for president. I love him. You can keep him. 11 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, a block, was 5 of 10 for the floor and only played 24 minutes. Are you serious? Like, that's the other thing. Nobody on the Pistons team last night played more than 25 minutes. Not a single player. Like, that's astonishing. They were in full control of this ball game from the jump. They were. And I know it's Oklahoma City. I know the roster isn't any good. I know they're 5 wins better than the Pistons. But they've since had some turnover. But I really like this team. Frank Jackson's been playing nice. Like, Killian Hayes, okay, there's 2. Saben Lee, there's 3. DSJ, there's 4 point guards there. Like, you got an entire roster where Dwayne Casey's subbing guys in. Like, they got to get film on everybody. They got to figure out what works, what doesn't work. Like, and for Sekou to have the night that he had, 5 of 11 from the field, 14 points, 3 rebounds, couple of assists, wasn't awful. Like, good. But I've been asking, just play him. Just play him and see what you got. If you play him 30 minutes and the guy's a bum, then at least you know. At least you know.
Yeah, but he's so inconsistent. He's either what we saw yesterday or terrible. It's not like we don't really see a mediocre game from him.
In relation to the fluctuation in the minutes, I would imagine, because if you're playing getting playing time consistently, you're in a better space, you know, than you would be if you play this game, you don't play this game. How about Alexei Pokusevsky, by the way? He's the youngest player in the league. I just want to throw that out there. That he's the youngest player in the league, so we can stop making an excuses. You know, I saw something the other day that Sekou Doumbouya is the 18th youngest player in the league. Like, okay, cool. You got anything else? Just play the game. Are you any good or not? We need to know. Pistons fans need to know. Killian Hayes showed some serious promise there. Very, very exciting game. Great way to start off the sports night watching the Pistons. They will be back in action tonight, right? Yeah, tonight. In Denver, 9 o'clock tip-off. So a little bit, once again, more late-night hoops, because why not? We have to start everything late, and it only makes sense. I would imagine the Pistons would lose this game, but we'll see how close they can keep it. Then after the Pistons last night, of course, we got the national title game. So the Pistons game went to zeros, and I think we were like 9:14 or 9:15 because I flipped right over.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Oh, it was great timing. Great timing there.
I will say that was like the best part of the night. It was like one game right into the other.
I think when I flipped it over, we were just getting through Gonzaga's lineups. And it was like, this is awesome. So we get into the national championship game, and Baylor just pounds Gonzaga 86-70. I saw a lot of very interesting things yesterday, and one of my favorite follows on Twitter, you might like him, you might hate him, either way, but he does make some valid points, and he played at the collegiate level, which I think is important, and he played high major hoops as well. But Anthony Wright pointed out that Gonzaga is 1-12 versus the third seed line or higher. So threes, twos, and ones, they're 1-12 since 0-1. He said, keep telling me the West Coast Conference gets them ready for the tourney, though. Now, he took a lot of heat for that because, you know, people are like, oh, but the Big Ten, they haven't done it, you know, because that's what happens. But the last time Michigan played Gonzaga, they smoked them.
Yeah, but what did Gonzaga do in the non-conference this year?
And I've been trying to figure out and trying to weigh and understand what that means because they were good. Their non-conference schedule is tough. Like, they do everything that a mid-major program has to do. But the difference is they schedule these games, and they win them.
I mean, are we going to trash Gonzaga for losing a national championship game?
I'm not trashing Gonzaga for anything.
No, but Anthony Wright is.
I don't think that that's a fact, though. Like, if you're 1-12 against...
Yeah, you're trying to diminish what Gonzaga actually accomplished this year by bringing up past history. Yeah, since 2000, they can't beat a number one seed. Let's ignore the fact that they beat 10 top 30 teams this year.
Not just a one seed, but threes, twos, and ones. And if you were to think about Gonzaga, and something else I really liked here is that he mentioned, and he said, Gonzaga should have had one of these ass whoopings on a late Tuesday night in January or February. Those type of games build character. But they were busy playing the University of Phoenix, which I thought was funny. DeVry, right? And it's like, okay, Kansas, Auburn, West Virginia were all on their schedule early, and Iowa. Those are four really good opponents that they beat to begin this year. They beat Kansas 102-90. They beat Auburn 90-67. They beat West Virginia 87-82. And they beat Iowa 99-88. My question is, and this is an interesting one, is where were those games played at? Were they all neutral site games? So then you get into the tournament, and you get what? USD, SCU, LMU, SMC, BYU. Like that's the end of your run in your conference. I just say those letters and you're like, who the hell are those teams? Then you get into the big dance. Norfolk State, all right. You spanked Oklahoma. You blew out Creighton. Killed USC. You snuck one by UCLA playing very good basketball at the perfect time. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to diminish what they do. And I'm not trying to do that. I just find it interesting. I'm trying to find how it all correlates and kind of runs together. That Gonzaga got matched up with a team that had a very athletic big and got absolutely owned on the offensive glass. Oh, my goodness, were they terrible. Early in the game, too, like, get a rebound. Like, offense wins games and, you know, defense wins this and rebounding wins championships. Like, that was never more pertinent than last night. You know, does it hurt them that they played DeVry and ITT Tech during the regular season? Does it help that the Big Ten beats itself up, and that's what happens? Like, they haven't won the big dance. They haven't won the national championship in 21 years. Like, I don't know. The Big 12 was maybe the second best conference in all of college basketball this year.
And this Baylor is the wins Big the national 12's title. First championship since 2008.
It's pretty good. Considering the amount of conferences that are playing in this tournament. And, I mean, it seems decent, right? Once again, I don't know how to quantify it. Like, a lot of people say that you don't crown the best team in basketball. Baylor was number two all season. And, you know, give credit to Baylor. They were fantastic last night. Like, I don't know how Michigan would have fared in that game. I don't know. You have no idea. We'll never get to see it, so we can pretend and throw out anything we want.
We can't pretend. They lost in the tournament. You can't even pretend how they.
Well, how they would have done versus Gonzaga or against Baylor. So whether it would have been in the Final Four or the national championship. You know, had Michigan State beat UCLA, how far would they made it? We have no idea because they didn't. We
not
didn't
far.
Get a chance to
see it. We do know that. Not far.
Well, that's what everyone was saying that, about UCLA.
I know, right? I mean, it UCLA kind of makes you think that, hey, that's the
UCLA
magic
of
March,
can
right?
make shots. Like, Michigan State tainted me throughout the entire tournament because after watching multiple games of shooting around 30%, every time a shot went up, I was like, well, that's not good. Like, that's a miss.
Yeah,
that's a miss because, like, I was just accustomed this year to seeing teams not shoot above 35%.
It's a a lot goes into this, and it's March, it's magical, and I was hoping for a little bit of a better game, but we got the game of the tournament in the Final Four. That Gonzaga UCLA game was the game of the tournament. Last night's game was, I mean, it was a blowout, and it felt as if that thing was done early, because it was. Baylor came out with more energy. Gonzaga looked shook. They had no answer for anything. Baylor got off to a 2-0 start, right? And that came after two offensive rebounds led to a 2-0 start for Baylor. And it took until, I thought for sure, I was like, we're going to make it all the way to the media before Gonzaga gets a point. They didn't score until 16-16. That was the minute mark in which they scored in the first half. And it was a free throw. It was 9-1. And that was where it started snowballing. And all of a sudden, it was 23-8. And it was like, this is already a disaster. And you think, okay, if Gonzaga can get this thing down to single digits, they got it down to 10 at halftime. But they just did not have enough. They didn't have enough. They didn't rebound the ball. They didn't know how to respond when they got kicked.
Like, they were, and they,
the moment,
I mean,
was big.
Baylor was physical, man. They were in there rebounding. Every guy was in there rebounding. And just, it was, they just out-muscled them. It seemed like.
Yeah, they out-rebound. Because, like, Gonzaga, offensively, they weren't bad. They shot 52% in the game. Just, when you give up, when Baylor can shoot 20 more shots than you.
That's huge. Turning the ball over is huge. You know, look at Drew Timmy with 5 turnovers in that ball game.
Props to him for doing his mustache celebration down 15.
Yeah, you don't do that. Just
I get why he tried it. He tried to, like, get the energy going. It's like, time and place, man.
Yeah, that looks terrible. It looks terrible. You know, when you think about it, how about 16 offensive rebounds for Baylor? There's your storyline. That's your ball game. We'll step aside. We're coming up in hour number 2. We'll hop back into this discussion a little bit, and John Wagner will join us on the Tigers. All that and more coming up here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is one of the most exciting times to be a sports fan. And now you have a chance to join the action with BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is risk-free up to $600. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get access to the best parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily specials. Baseball's back in full swing, and the playoff races are heating up in basketball and hockey as well. Whether you love strikeouts or slam dunks, you can bet confidently on all the biggest games with the king of sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app and go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. Grab your piece of the action and take your sports fan experience to the next level with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to EisenhowerCenter.com, and then you'll find a way to get a message to John Kornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner, and while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Gardner,